We're on spot.
Cool. So my first question is, who's the messiest on tour?
Who's the messiest on tour? Oh, jeez. Well, Charlie cleans the van every day. I'm gonna say probably me. I'll take it. Yeah, I have stuff. I don't know where any of my luggage is. I have a carry-on. And if you saw the back seat, yeah, I'll take the blame on that one.
Fair play. Touring in the UK versus touring in the US.
We always prefer the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually getting a backlash from a lot of our US fans because we haven't toured in 10 years.
Okay.
Our first tour back is 6,000 miles away from home.
Yeah.
But what US fans don't realize is how much more dedicated UK fans are. So if we're going to tour, people actually come out. And we've always said, you know, the UK is by far our best market. We have the most friends and the most fans here. And it's the size of our home state.
Yeah.
So we can do 9 stops and have sold out shows, even if they're in large or small rooms. As opposed to the States, you know, you could play Chicago one day and there's 50 people there, and play Wisconsin the next and there's 400.
Cool. Christ. best band you've played alongside?
Ooh. That's a hard one. As far as friends go, best friends, I'd say both for my Valentine. We made really good bands for those guys. Best band, we played with Heaven and Hell, which was Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio. We played with them in Japan, which was incredible. I didn't get to meet any of the guys.
Oh no, didn't you?
Yeah, no. Oh. I understand why though. I mean, there was 22,000 people there.
Yeah, fair enough.
So they could have spent their entire night and meet and greet, but that was incredible.
Gosh, that's crazy, Alice. What band would you dream to sort of play alongside?
You know what's funny? At this stage, I started playing music when I was 14. Obviously got into heavy metal. Started touring when I was 18. I'm 32 now, so it's hard because I've been lucky enough to play with most of my idols.
Yeah.
And become friends with them.
That's pretty cool.
It sounds stock, probably Metallica. We've never been able to play or meet those guys, so.
Yeah, have you seen them live? I'm guessing you probably have.
I've never seen
them.
No?
Oh gosh, they're really good.
I know, I've seen so many videos. It's just one of those things where when they came through, I was out of town.
Yeah, that's a shame. Definitely check them out if they're still white.
Absolutely.
Yeah. what's the most weirdest thing that you guys have been given to sign during, like, your tour or so?
Oh, God, that's an interesting one.
Skateboard the other day.
Yeah, someone brought a skateboard in, which was cool. Yeah, there was, like, a really limited edition skateboard that was pressed for our second release, The Serpent.
Yeah.
Somehow, someone got their hands on one. People have brought in, like, their old casts for their arms that were removed. They brought them to us to have us sign that, which is pretty disgusting because it's basically like a piece of clothing that you can't wash for 6 months. We've been asked to sign a lot of body parts, but usually that's something we turn down.
Oh, fair play. Like, so obviously, like, being unsigned at the moment, what's the pros and cons to sort of touring, doing it on your own, sort of, like, any sort of advice for, like, any bands that are in your sort of situation trying to...
At this stage in the game, it's only pros. Because we play shows when we want, we tour when we want, we write music when we want. It's not for a living, it's strictly for fun.
Yeah.
We decided to do this.
Yeah.
Roadrunner did an amazing job with us. I have no ill will or memories towards anyone at the label. But when it becomes a career, it's completely different.
Yeah.
When you need to make a paycheck and pay your bills, it kind of sucks the fun out of it.
Yeah.
So to me, being unsigned, I mean, unless there was a deal you couldn't, you know, pass up on, we'll never search for a label again. We'll always self-fund it ourselves.
Okay. Your album, Love and Lunacy, what was, like, the inspiration behind it and writing it?
Musically at that time, I say to this day, In Flames is one of my favorite bands. I'll never forget picking up Colony and Clayman the same day. And I told myself, if I could only write songs like these guys. So musically, definitely In Flames. As far as TJ goes with his vocals and lyrics, that's a whole other story. You have to talk to him about it. But I'll never forget when we came over and did a few tours, and Metal Hammer did a review of Love and Lunacy.
Yeah.
And the quote was something like, American heavy metal meets Swedish Gothenburg metal. And I jumped in my seat because that's exactly what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome. They are absolutely amazing live as well. I saw them at Download as well, so that was quite cool.
Yeah, I've seen them 15 times now. And we actually toured with a band called Engel. And I don't even know if it's his real name, Niklas Englund. He was in a Swedish band called, he was in Engel.
Okay.
When Jesper recently left In Flames,
yeah.
Niklas took his place. And actually, I think from like in the early 90s, he was In Flames' original guitar player.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh,
so, kind of a small world.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Are you guys looking to write again, like a new album?
Yeah,
so, yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
We'll probably do the same thing where we self-fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, me personally, I have over 30 songs written.
Sweet.
Yeah, writing music is my hobby.
Yeah.
So me, when I get home from work, it's some people go play tennis, some people play video games, and I have 90 minutes to, you know, 2 hours in my home studio writing music.
Oh, sweet.
So, but at the same time, being adults, everyone has families, so it's getting everyone together. You know, just because I have, you know, some drum parts written and all the guitars written, doesn't mean the vocals are there, doesn't mean the drums are fully there, doesn't mean...
Yeah, so it just keyboards. Takes time, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. So it takes time, and then it's also weeding out what songs actually, you know, the guys get inspiration from.
Mm.
So.
Okay, cool.
Very soon.
I look forward to it. Is this the last time you to see touring around the UK? I suppose you really answered that already, saying that you might possibly...
Yeah, no, and it's... In a perfect world, we'll be here once a year.
Oh,
the
sweet.
Idea is to hopefully jump on a support next.
Oh, okay.
Last time we were here, you know, the 28-year-olds that are seeing us today were 18.
Yeah.
So
I think I was about 15 when I first saw you.
Yeah, what tour?
Yeah. K Tour, Southampton.
Oh, God. That tour was incredible.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
That was a fun one. I'll never forget that tour because... Again, one of our best friend bands, Bullet, they did a tour with us and It Dies the Day in the States, like 2 months prior to the Kerrang tour, and we became such great friends with them and partied so hard with them. They called us up and said, hey, we're about to do this headlining tour in the UK, you want to come? We're like, sure.
Yeah.
At that time, we had previously done, I think, the Road Rage tour, which was good, you know, with smaller rooms, and the Kerrang tour is like the first tour where like we realized like what we could do over here.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely brilliant. It was
yeah.
my first ever actual gig as well.
Was it?
Yeah. And I actually met Jason James as
you
well.
Met him?
Yeah, I met him
yeah.
just coming past like through to the tour bus. I was just like, oh my god. You
he's
know, and
party.
You're starstruck when you're about 15. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's a party. He's a good time. He's a good dude.
He is good. Yeah. Oh, I think that's everything I've got.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, just edit out any of my stutter.